morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I'm going to be with you for about 55 minutes. Got really a great show today. Two people I think the world of. One is the lovely Kate McGuire, as my Irish mother would say, a beautiful, wonderful Irish lass. And the other is Allison Rahilly Bales, and I don't know what she is, but here she is. She's a wonderful lady and head of the education department. Hi, Allison. We already got a little jump. So she's here. She joined us. And we're ready to talk about all that's going on at the Colonial and the Unicorn and the
Theater Group. Everywhere.
It's an amazing holiday season.
It's December, right?
Is it? I didn't know. I saw the snow, but I thought
it's a winter wonderland out there.
Mm-hmm. That's one word, yeah.
Yeah. Wonderland. It's a winter wonderland. Tonight is the preview of A Christmas Carol at the Unicorn Theater. Tomorrow morning, some of our carolers and characters from A Christmas Carol will be at the Red Lion Inn.
Oh, wow.
And on the Today Show on NBC.
Oh, wow. How cool. I'll have to watch it.
That's going to be fun. Live at, we're supposed to get there around 7:30. So I assume the show's at like 8 or so, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So I think we'll go live at 8:30.
8:30. Mm-hmm. There you go. And then tomorrow night is the opening of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
We have coming up at the Colonial Theater, Wizards of Winter, for the third year in a row, which is just this fabulous sort of laser show with great holiday music. And then Mutt's Gone Nuts.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
Which is our third year, and it's Santa Paws. And there are two shows. We had to add another because there are so many dog lovers out there.
Wow.
On a couple of Friday nights coming up at the Colonial Theater is our dear, you know, Tim Jones, who was in
Tomorrow morning.
Exactly. So you'll be talking about his Jazzy Christmas.
He'll be on tomorrow morning. He's going to be on the December the 13th, 7:30. Get your tickets now. Don't procrastinate because they'll be gone.
Yeah. And then we have a very special reading of Santaland Diaries, which is also at the Colonial Theater.
Wow. And
I know we have a lot coming up. And on New Year's Eve, you want to celebrate with us because Max Creek will be at the Colonial. And there's a special bundle being put together if you want to stay at one of the local hotels and see the show and not worry about driving anywhere. But I'm going to let Allison talk a little about what's coming up with the Magic Treehouse tour in December.
Wonderful.
Sure. So as you know, we have our wonderful partnership and collaboration again with the folks for the Magic Treehouse, Mary Pope Osborne and team. And we are touring with our traveling show, Pirates Past Noon, which is based on the book number 4. We'll be performing at the Colonial Theater, and word will be getting out there, I think, later today about that. But we'll be kicking off the February winter school vacation with that at the Colonial Theater for a public performance.
Excellent.
And one of the things I wanted to mention, too, that's happening is we have our very special sensory-friendly performance of A Christmas Carol coming up next Wednesday evening. And tickets are still available for that. And the curtain time for that is a little bit earlier just to accommodate people's scheduling. And that will be at 6:00 p.m. at the Unicorn Theater.
Okay.
There is a reduced ticket price for that because we want to make sure that this performance is accessible for all those people who want to be there. And what's different about the performance that evening is to make it a sensory friendly. We've worked to really modify some of the very loud sound cues and some of the scarier moments in A Christmas Carol. Even though we've come to love all of our ghosts, some of them can be a little frightening for younger people. And what we've done is our narrator character, who plays Dickens, she comes out with a candle and she gives us an indication if there's going to be a scary or a jarring moment ahead of time. Yeah. And it's really, that is just about the only thing. We keep the lights at half. So if people need to get up and move around, they're able to do that. And then we eliminate the fog and haze from the show, just so it's not, so people don't have to worry about that.
Right, distracting. Mm-hmm. I have to say this, as a lot of people know, I worked at UCP of Western Mass for a few years, and the Colonial Theater, Kate McGuire, Allison, everyone, when approached about a sensory friendly, because we do know there are certain kiddos and adults that have diseases, I don't know, infirm, whatever the word, that will a loud sound will trigger them, or a flashing light. And so they accepted all this and for since then have been staging this sensory friendly. And here's a story to go with that. So the Polish princess and I are there for the sensory friendly one. And sitting behind us was this young man, I'm going to say 12, 13 years old, with his mom. And every time they did the announcement, and every time the candle lighter would walk out, and he'd go, "Scary mom, scary time," his mother. And his mother said, "Yes, but we're set. We're okay. I know. And at the end of the show, I mean, he was mesmerized because I kept watching. And by the end of the show, the mother was crying. And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yes. I have never seen him this happy."
Oh.
And I thought to myself, you know what? I don't know what they had to do. But you know what? There's a kid walking out of here today that will never be the same, but much better for being here tonight. And that is what happens at the Berkshire Theater Group. Collectively, what happens? They have an educational program for kiddos and a summer camp where they learn theater for kiddos that wouldn't even know what the inside of a theater ever looked like if it wasn't. And it's a tribute to Kate and the entire team there, Allison. And I want people to know that. So if you have someone in your, and it can be an adult. I know adults who are epileptic and flashing lights, so they can have a seizure. So yeah. It's, again, Allison, if you just give us the dates and the times.
Sure. It's next Wednesday, and it's, I believe it's December 11th, okay. And it's at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, located at 6 East Street. And we do recommend people purchase their tickets in advance, and if people need any accessibility accommodations, they just let us know, and right. We're accessible at the Unicorn.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, even if you don't need it, it's worth going and watching the play and the audience.
Right. It's very true. And the show is also a tribute to those who contribute and are donors to our theater.
Yeah.
Because you make this kind of programming happen. This year's Sensory Friendly performance is sponsored by the Gilmore Foundation. And it is always those in our community who understand that what we do doesn't, you know, ticket sales don't cover all that we do. And so when a donor steps up and is able to contribute a little or a lot, we're grateful. And when a donor steps up and says, "I want to make sure that my gift goes to those that wouldn't otherwise be able to come to the theater or wouldn't otherwise be able to see the show in the way that I can." So we're really grateful for those gifts.
And again, if you can help out, with the Colonial, with any of these performances, and Allison's going to talk a little bit about the educational piece that goes on. They go out to the schools. Tomorrow you're going to hear Tim Jones say that he's now in New York on Broadway, off Broadway. I was on Broadway once. I got a picture right under the sign.
Somebody there you go.
And then the police arrested me. But then, but seriously, Tim Jones will give credit. You'll hear tomorrow. Tim Jones gives so much credit to his involvement at a young age with the Christmas Carol initially, but totally with Berkshire Theater Group. He attributes his success in New York back to Kate McGuire and the Berkshire Theater Group. So,
well, he's a great talent. We were happy to work with him over the years. Yeah. All good. And developing some of the talent that we meet in our schools program, which Allison can speak about.
Yeah.
But we've got, I don't know, 20 or so, almost 20 kids probably in our show this year.
Wow.
All of them are from schools throughout the county.
I agree.
Most of them have participated in our programs. And many of them have been with us before, but there's a few newbies, as we call them.
Yeah.
And they'll be back again and again, I'm sure.
Yeah. But
meeting them in the schools and our teachers, Allison, Michael Wartella, Kathy Jo Grover, being able to meet the kids in the schools is, and in the summer at the camps that we do.
Yeah.
Is one way that we recruit young talent.
Yeah, and as we said with interviewing Tim, you know, we're running up against some tough budgets. I mean, the bells are already ringing, bing, bang, bang. I would just say to those that are budget watchers, don't cut the arts. I mean, when I was a young man, that whenever the schools got in a jam, they cut the arts. And not football, but the arts. And then I think Dr. Eberwine, Dr. McCandless, and now Mr. Curtis, they understand those programs bring a lot of kids to school, and they're very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Very beneficial programs. It's not just playtime. They learn discipline. They learn teamwork, all kinds of things. So kind of like my battle cry before the swords come out.
You know, we are so fortunate to be able to be a collaborator with Pittsfield Public Schools.
Yes.
We tour to all 8 of their elementary schools. And for me, as Kate said, we are a company of artists who go out to the school. We have a total of 16 company members. And wow. It's 2 separate casts of 8. We have multiple representatives from Pittsfield Public Schools who are part of the touring show. And when the elementary school students see kids who are not that much older than them, it really gives them something to aspire to do. And it's one of the things that when we're on tour, we always do a show of hands. How many of you have ever been at the theater? How many of you would like to do something like this? And to see all of the hands go up in the audience is something that's really, it's extraordinary. And for me, one of my favorite parts is, yes, I watch our kids performing, but when I'm in the audience, I love watching the students' reaction, because when students can really suspend their disbelief for 45 to 50 minutes. And when they're pointing, look at the pirate ship, and they're pointing to the back of the gymnasium or auditorium, and you see the entire audience turning around looking for that pirate ship. There's nothing more exciting than that. And then to see our students that are performing get those reactions, you can see the smiles and how their faces.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so cool. And when we have a lot of our high school students go back and they perform in their elementary school, I always tell them, I don't think they're anticipating the level of excitement about their arrival back to their school. But I was like, you're like rock stars. People come in and all the teachers are like, we had them, we know you. And the kids are like, you went here. And just generating that level of excitement and enthusiasm, We usually talk about whatever spring community show we're going to do, or let them know that there are opportunities for kids if they'd like to participate at the Colonial, at our summer camps. And then also, it's such a great reminder for the schools where we teach in after school programming. When we show up and all the kids are like, hey, there's Miss Allison, there's Miss Cajo, there's Mr. Wortella. And they're so excited to see us in a different role coming back to their school. And when you know the questions to ask too, oh, we learned about how to project our voices. We learned about our breath control. We learned about standing still on stage.
Oh, wow.
And then they feel like the experts to the rest of their peers. And it's really wonderful to see that trickle down effect of the impact that theater has on kids.
You have a marvelous team of people that are capturing the kids. And what I would say to parents who are listening, if get involved with the theater, trust me, I'd rather have your kid involved with the theater than running the streets. I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program, and trust me, if you'd rather have your kids involved with this, it's a commitment. And I applaud the parents. I applaud the parents who, if their kids get involved, live up to the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
They take their kids, they pick them up.
Yep.
And you know what? You'll be better off, and they are better off for doing it.
Yeah, it's a great commitment. I mean, it's wonderful to see the parents and the grandparents that are driving the kids back and forth to the rehearsals. Yeah. And then also to know that some of the kids are carpooling. I got an email the other day from one of the mothers who said, my favorite is having the kids pile into the car on the way home from rehearsal, and I get to hear all the stories. You know, the response was, make sure you write them down because you can create a situation comedy.
Yes, you could, yeah. But, you know, Kate, and this is a compliment to you and your whole team. I remember when the Colonial first reopened and, you know, we toyed with going in, and then, you know. But, and then, I don't know, the powers to be or whatever, brought you on board, and the doors opened, is what I, to be kind. The doors opened to the general public. And what I tell people all the time was, what is it, Redneck? Who'd you bring in that first guy?
That comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who you mean. I'm not going to remember till the middle.
I don't remember where I parked the car. it showed the public. It was brilliant, a brilliant move. It showed the public, there's a new sheriff in town, and the doors are open to us. Ron White.
That's who it was. Yes.
Ron White. And I have to tell you, that was, to me, the icebreaker of there was a new sheriff, being Kate McGuire. This is the people's building, the people's theater. And you just see it when you go in there. I mean, when I was doing that little security gig there, watching the wonderful people coming in, they're the salt of the earth kind of people. They're not hoity-toity
the theater was lovingly restored. And it's so respectful to the community. If you think about the dollars that were invested, the state and the federal government and many local individuals, that building was beautifully restored out of respect for a community.
Yeah.
With the mission to create a home where people could come and hear stories, where they could come and listen to music, watch dance, but where they could be in a collective space celebrating together in a beautiful, one of the most beautiful theaters in the world. That's what a lot of directors say. Yeah. And you know, the wonder of it all, I think, is that you walk in and you can go to the left and sit down, have a conversation, have a drink before the show, relax, get ready to walk into that gorgeous theater. And there are all kinds of new spaces now also for people that want to have get-togethers. We have a new rehearsal space that transforms easily into a place where you could have a dinner for 50 people if you want.
Wow.
An area upstairs called a VIP lounge where easy for 15 or 20 people to assemble before a show. So, you know, letting the audience know that there are ways to come and visit the theater and become comfortable before or after a show, and make use of what is theirs. That building is there for our community.
And more I see it getting used. More and more there's a variety of different entertainment celebrations, whatever you want to call performances going on. And it's a tribute to the theater, and you're right. I mean, I still catch myself sitting in there just mesmerized, looking around at the different
it's
things.
It's most beautiful. It really is. I feel really honored. And I know that Allison shares this sense of responsibility that we have with our theaters.
Yeah.
You know, the Colonial Theater is awesome. The Unicorn Theater is one of the greatest theaters. It's just heaven to watch a play in that space.
You feel like you're on the stage with the people.
Yeah. Yep.
And before I forget, no. They've already escorted me off once before. But I thought it was so close that, you know, David Atkins, he I thought he was going like this to me. And I
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to say this before, you had a wonderful season down there. The one that, because I'm a Lincoln fanatic, I've got books, I've read just about everything on Lincoln. I loved that play because it showed, and the actors were phenomenal, it showed Lincoln as a human, not the textbook Lincoln we all read about.
Yeah. Well, you know, written by Robert Sherwood.
Yes.
nearly a century ago.
When I was in high school.
And Sherwood's intent was exactly that.
Well,
to show
did.
Lincoln as a human. And the weight that you see, the weight that you see he carries as a young man, that is what carries him, that sense of responsibility, that sense of wanting to accomplish something, that he gains before he runs for office.
Yeah.
Realize how handy that came in. And his sense of duty for country, not for himself.
Right. Right. It all came in his questioning. Do I have what it takes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the whole play, I don't want to belabor this whole thing, but I've been meaning to tell you, and I always forget, but comes with the turf, but no, it was a wonderful play, and so are all the others. But I mean, this one really touched me because I'm connected so with Lincoln.
Well, you know, it's a variety show in a lot of ways. The season should be eclectic, and I have audiences that will come up to me and say, you know, I loved that first play, 4,000 Miles, because I recognized myself, or I recognized my grandmother. People have different tastes. Putting a season together is like decorating a house. And so you better make each room different so that everybody that walks in is kind of comfortable, right? But there are also lessons to be learned from the great playwrights.
Oh, absolutely.
Robert Sherwood was one of the masters, as is Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
I mean, to hear a story told and retold and to be reminded year after year in the most genuine and heartfelt way about what is important in our lives, to watch this character Scrooge go through this incredible transformation, to see the kids on the stage, the kids in our own community learning these lessons, and having empathy for this miserly character and urging him to change, It's just one of the great stories. And Dickens, you know, it's why they're called classics. Kind of.
Yeah. And I I think we need to, as a society, sit back a little bit and bring back some of these classics and let us know what, because they teach us what we're here for, how we should act. I don't want to take your time, but I'm just burned out with the negativity. I'm burned out with the meanness. There seems to be an anger floating in the air no matter what you do. I held a door for a lady today somewhere. She, you don't have to hold a door for me.
I mean, there's a willingness to shut the door.
Yeah.
In front of you rather than open doorways.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a willingness at this point. And that's a world that I am interested in adjusting.
Well, come, so, maybe we can work together.
You know, so we're mission driven at the theater. That's why we're a not-for-profit. And if we can tell the stories that remind us of what binds us as opposed to what separates us, then I think that's a mission well worth sort of carrying and pursuing.
And letting everyone know, once again, I repeat myself, but when you get to be 77, you can repeat yourself too.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's actually at this stage, because people just say, well, he's goofy. But
no, you're wise.
Sometimes. The important part is that this theater group, and with others, you don't have to be special to go there. You can go in jeans if you want, or you can go in a suit if you want. But what I tell people, and I know that some of the audience is saying, if he says it again, I'm going to shoot him. When I go in to a performance, I have a lot on my mind and whatever. I bundle it all up. I put a bow on it, and I leave it outside the door.
And you're a good audience member.
I try to be, because I want to be part of it.
Yep.
And that's when we went off on this tangent with the unicorn. But that is what the unicorn, you are almost on the stage. You are that close to touching the actors. And I just love that theater because of the closeness.
Yes.
It's almost like family by the time you leave there.
Well, I would add that, you know, as I reflect upon the theaters themselves, the landscape surrounding and the architecture, there is, because of the way the theaters are set up, we invite you to come early.
Yes.
Park your car, come early, sit down, and get ready to sit in your seat so you can take in what's on that stage.
That's right.
How an audience gets to their seat, I think about it often, which is why, you know, there's music in the lobby, and the music isn't just music that's playing on the radio. The music is selected so that you're hearing what we want you to hear before the show. So we're getting you in the mood for the show. At the Unicorn, I mean, really, there's nowhere like the Unicorn to just sit outdoors, talk to folks, and then enter the theater and be ready to sit down and take in that Lincoln play or whatever play you're watching. That's really important.
And that's the atmosphere, the ambiance that you have set up there. You know, I was going to mention to you that I had cut a CD, and I asked Corey if you could play it, and he said, no, never. And I thought that was harsh. But
was harsh.
Yeah, but he's heard me sing. Maybe that. They asked me to leave.
Well, I'm going to remember this, because there may well be a show.
Oh, well.
You know, Ron White comes back again. It may be a perfect introduction.
That's right. Let me tell you, they asked me to leave the choir. Now, how many people did that to? We're here today, folks. We got a wonderful couple of weeks in a great fall or winter season with the Berkshire Theater Group. I'm here and I'm honored. And I mean that, I goof around a lot, but I'm honored to have the great Kate McGuire and the great Allison Rahilly Bales on with me. Allison is the head of education and Kate is the artistic director, CEO, chief cook and bottle washer, and she takes out the laundry.
Allison washes the dishes along with me.
Yeah, and the dishes. Yeah, I don't want to mention that. But we'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right. Hey, we're back. I got two wonderful people with me today. Allison Rahilly Bale. She's the head of education for the Berkshire Theater Group. And the artistic director, CEO, chief cook and bottle washer, Kate McGuire, is my Irish mother would say the lovely Kate McGuire.
Oh, I wish I'd been your mother.
Yes, God rest her soul. She was fiercely Irish. So, listen, you guys got a lot of stuff coming up.
I know. As I was saying it earlier, I thought, well, we have a lot of stuff coming up. How are we going to get all this done?
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll be in a recliner. Call me if you need anything.
Thanks for that, Bill.
Yeah, well, I asked the mayor. I would go to the city council meetings and such if you would have a little bar in the background and a recliner.
There you go.
Yeah, he said no.
That's because he's got the recliner up front.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be in it.
No.
My mother told me, never mind. Anyhow, we got a big coming up tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, you're going to see Tim Jones, an interview with Tim Jones, and Tim will be performing on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
December 13th, Friday night, and it's going to be a great show, but Kate's going to tell you, Christmas Carol is already happening down at the Unicorn in Stockbridge, but let me just say this, don't procrastinate. I missed a show this summer that the Polish Princess and I were really disappointed, but we had a lot and we said, well, we will, and then we didn't. So I'm just trying to save you from the same remorse. But and Allison will get into, after Kate gives us a breakdown of what's happening right now, Allison will get into all the educational stuff that the Colonial does, the Berkshire Theater Group does, through all the schools, and it's amazing. And you will hear tomorrow Tim Jones saying just that you know, bottom line is he got a start at the Berkshire Theater Group at the Colonial. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yep.
So you want to cover it?
Well, you're going to be talking with Tim Jones. The cast of Christmas Carol will be in front of the Red Lion Inn.
That's right.
Meeting with the hosts from the Today Show, which is going to be great fun. And the whole event is a recreation of Main Street at Christmas, that famous Rockwell painting. So it's sure to be delightful. And goodness knows the weather is cooperating. It's a winter wonderland out there, as we say.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then tomorrow night, we open A Christmas Carol at the Unicorn Theater. And that runs through, I think, the 22nd of December. So don't miss it. Tickets are selling very quickly. And it is just a warm, wonderful celebration of the holiday and all that the holidays can mean. That's at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. In Pittsfield, there's a lot happening. We've got, as you mentioned, a holiday jazz with Tim Jones concert happening on December the 13th, which is going to be great fun. And Tim Jones has been performing with us since he was a wee lad.
Yeah.
And has gone on to a great career. And we are honored to have him back on our stage for this holiday celebration. Starts at 7:30, holiday jazz with Tim Jones. We also, on December the 15th, which is a Sunday, have Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris being read by Ron Bagdon, a wonderful actor who's performed with us before also. And Santaland Diaries is just a very wry look at the holidays, as seen through the eyes of an elf that works at Macy's. Great fun, great fun. And David Sedaris is just so great with words. In addition to that, we have Santa Paws. I'm saying that wrong. Mutt's Gone Nuts, Santa
Paws. Santa Paws.
Yep.
Mutt's Gone Nuts. And it is Mutt's indeed. Dogs on stage doing crazy things, decked out in their holly wear. And we actually had to add another show for that one. So
wow,
what's the date for that one, Allison?
That one is on Sunday, December the 15th. And there's a 2 p.m. show and there's a 5 p.m. show.
Yep. I think there are still some pretty good tickets left for that 5 p.m. show.
Oh, good.
And a few left for the 2 p.m. But anyway, everybody loves their dogs.
Yes.
And then Wizards of Winter is, I believe, December 21st. Am I right about that, Allison?
I think so.
And this is our third year for both of those events, Wizards of Winter. And Wizards of Winter is a hard word for someone from Boston.
Yeah.
Wizards of Winter is a hard word for me. Anyway, that's December the 21st. It's great, great. Rock and roll with laser and celebrate Christmas.
Wow.
So that's happening. Max Creek is on December the 31st, which is a New Year's treat. And there is a package being put together. If you want to stay at one of our wonderful local hotels, you can do the whole thing in one night and not have to drive around, which is kind of fun too.
Yeah, that is fun. And you know, the other part about it, I want to really promote this a little bit and say, you know, is just so folks know, theater, the arts, brings a lot of revenue to the city, hotels, restaurants, and just, and not to be a Debbie Downer, but I was just at a couple of different establishments in the last week or so. And I will tell you, they need support. One that I was at that I used to go to was packed. There probably wasn't six people in the whole place. So there were more ways.
Well, they're all about to fill up because there will be shows and people will be going. And as
that's what I'm trying to make. Yeah, this isn't just for the theater. This is for the whole community.
Yes, the arts are enormous contributors to the economic vitality of Brooklyn.
Yes.
In every way. I mean,
and I don't think, Kate, that always gets the promotion that it should.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, what I say is that we are America's premier cultural resort.
Oh, cool.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
That's what
Yeah,
we are.
I mean, yeah, I
Amidst
never
the
thought of that. That,
beauty,
yeah.
amidst the real beauty of nature. I mean,
Yeah.
how much better does it get?
It doesn't get any better. And you know, as all of us try to get better and be better and just deal with all this goes on in life, the arts are an escape. They truly are. I said this interviewing Miss Tim Jones. I used to go to Tanglewood on Sunday afternoons, not in the shed, on the lawn. And sometimes
Yeah.
I'd have the newspaper, sometimes I'd fall asleep. But when I left there, I was like a decompressed balloon.
Oh, it's such a relaxing experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, heaven. And there are so many experiences like that. You know, we're partnering with Namkeg for Christmas Carol. There's an amazing light show happening at Namkeg.
Oh, yes.
Just such a treat to be on those grounds. And I don't know how many lights they've got. There are little elves out there for sure for a long time, creating a magical experience. And other experiences at Hancock Shaker Village at the Mount.
Yeah.
Each unique in their own way, honoring the place that they are at. So, you know, people say, I don't know what to do in the winter. Come to the Berkshires. There's something to do all year round at this
All
point.
year round. Well, and you know what's nice now too? There's theater all year round.
That's very true. And the other, you know, what we're doing tomorrow morning with the Today Show is it's all about the recreation of that no wonderful Norman Rockwell Main Street at Christmas painting. So, you know, participate in the weekend and then head over to the Rockwell Museum to see the real deal.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you know, I often, not often, but this time of the year, I remember when I was overseas, how absolutely awful the holiday, not Thanksgiving, we got by that, but Christmas Eve, because of the big Polish, we still celebrate the big Polish, depending on where you come, it's either Velia or Vigilia. Where everybody comes to, and it's just family. And you know, you're away, and I know some people, excuse me, they have a tough time during the holidays. All I would say to those folks is remember the good times. Remember the good times because you know, those memories will live forever. And what you guys are doing with all that you're doing is you're giving people venues to go to enjoy the holidays, to decompress, and to just live a little life, just a little bit of normal life.
Right. I mean, there's nothing more wonderful. And Allison experiences this when she's in the schools or when she's watching our
Yeah.
tour. But there's nothing more wonderful than sitting in the theater and looking down the aisle and seeing a family, mother, father,
Right.
mother, mother, father, father, children. And the delight.
Yeah.
The joy that they're having, that is one of the best reasons for what we do, for sure.
And I'd like to, we talked about it in the first half. Allison, if you would recap the sensitive friendly shows.
So yes, for A Christmas Carol, we're doing a sensory-friendly performance. It's happening next Wednesday, December 11th. The curtain time for that is a little bit earlier. It's at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge. People should be aware we do offer a reduced ticket price for that particular event, and tickets are $15 to see the production, which is extraordinary. And
Yeah.
what sets apart a sensory-friendly performance from any other show is that we have made some very minor modifications and we've relaxed our house rules. And we've done this so people are free to be themselves when they're audience members.
Yeah.
So some of the adjustments, for example, there's no fog or haze in the show. The house lights are kept at half. We keep the doors open in case anybody needs to get out or needs to move around. Sure. Some of our sound cues are modified just to be at a lower decibel. So those who might have sensory issues around hearing, they're not jarred by very loud sounds. Right. And the most important, which is one of my favorite, and they've actually worked this into the show beautifully, is that our narrator character of Dickens, every time there's a moment that is scary or jarring, she'll come out and she'll raise a candle almost, you know, as an indicator that there's going to be a moment. And audience members can hide their eyes, but it's just so they're not taken by surprise. And so Right. It's not as scary. It's absolutely extraordinary to be able to attend a sensory friendly show. Even if you don't need to attend a show for that particular reason, to be part of that audience is really special. And we're really fortunate. We got a lovely grant this year from the Gilson Family Foundation, and we're so appreciative of their support. So we're able to offer that lower ticket price to our audience members. Yeah. Again, the goal is to make our shows, our theaters accessible to everyone and make theater available and performances available for everyone.
And you know, I've been through a sense of, for the people that are just tuning in this morning, and I'll tell you, nothing is more heartwarming. I won't tell the whole story again, but the sensory friendly candle lighter would come out, and this young man was probably in his 10, 11, I don't know. I can't judge anymore. I'm too old. But he would say, "Mommy, mommy, scary guy, scary guy." And she would then reinforce, "Don't worry, we're okay. I know, I know." After about the third time, I want to applaud Berkshire Theater Group for putting these on. When Kate McGuire says she wants everybody to come to the theater, she actually means that, and she demonstrates it by the action she has taken in the different variety of entertainment she's brought to all the Berkshire Theater Group. And I mean that, Kate, because I think before they might have been running down the wrong road. You know, we don't have a New York number of New York elitists here, but we have a bunch of wonderful people who love to go to the theater now, and they love the Colonial.
Yes. Well, why not? It's gorgeous.
Oh, I know. I know. And I like to say this too. If you want to go to the nicest restrooms in Berkshire County, come to
Gosh. And no waiting line.
No waiting lines. They're big. They're beautiful.
That was such foresight on behalf of the planners.
Yes.
You know, in my own life, every opportunity that I had was through the work that I did in the theater.
Yeah.
Every opportunity that I was able to give my children was through work in the arts. And they still are creative individuals able to solve problems. Even my daughter, who, you know, has worked in politics and is now working at a large university, her ability to solve problems is really that she comes up with creative solutions. And those creative solutions are learned by a life in the arts.
You know, it's so true. And everybody, even David Atkins, who's and Corinna May, they're great actors, but they're real people. I mean, they you know what I mean? They're not I don't want to say aloof, but they're just nice, nice people. And when you listen to Tim Jones tomorrow, you're going to hear a kid who's trained as aeronautical or astronomical engineer, but he fell in love with the arts, and he's very good at it.
Oh, he's a huge talent.
Yeah.
He's well worth watching on a stage.
Oh, there's no question about it. Yeah.
There are some people, you know, after having been a producer for so long, that if I'm watching the audience closely enough, I can recognize a talent merely by the number of people that are leaning forward looking at someone.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
Tim
good.
Jones is absolutely one of those. Tim.
Well, I will tell you, what you put on for everyone, the Christmas Carol. I know you had to take a hiatus there, but that goes back to when my son was small. We started going to the Christmas Carol, and there's something about it.
Story endures.
Yes.
It fills us with hope. It fills us with hope about who we are. It fills us with hope about people changing and recognizing the other. And it is certainly a story. There are some years that we do Christmas Carol and we're just so happy to be able to tell that great story again.
Yeah.
There are some years that we do Christmas Carol and it feels more important than others. And this is one of those years.
I think it is. I think we have to get back as a community. And that's what I when I walk into the Colonial, I feel at home. Now,
I'm glad it is your home. It's your home.
they may not want me there, but so far so far, they haven't had any restraining orders.
No,
So,
we have no restraining orders for you.
on me,
And we're not sure why you're not sitting down immediately in the garage.
Well, that's true. I do want to say before we have to go, we're going to go one more time about the events. Tim Jones will be airing tomorrow. Please watch him. He's a graduate of the Colonial there. That I just made you an institution.
Thank you very much.
Some people think
Thank you
I
very
should
much.
be, but
Thank you.
Thank you.
want to go over one more time, Allison?
I was going to just say another thing about A Christmas Carol and the
Yeah.
ability. It is for the young participants looking at it from the educational side of it. It
Yes.
has become a rite of passage for our
Yes.
kids involved in the theater. And when you go to see A Christmas Carol, there is the most incredible display that's in the lobby that looks at Christmas Carol throughout the years. And they've
Right.
spoken to some of our young people that have been in A Christmas Carol for multiple productions. And it's great. You start off in the chorus and then you move up and oh, am I old enough to be Turkey Boy or am I still in the chorus? When will I get the opportunity to be Belle? And when you see these young people who you've known since they were in second or third grade,
Right.
and you see them and they're playing roles like Dick Wilkins or Belle or Young Ebenezer, there is just something that is so incredible about that. And just know that the journey that they've been on with us for that time period. And last time we did Christmas Carol, many of our students who we've worked with from since they've been 7 or 8
Yeah.
years old, they departed and went off to college and they passed the torch to the next generation. And as Kate mentioned, there are a lot of newbies in the production. But it's just so wonderful to see what we call, or I call the elders, they're teenagers, but they're the elders mentoring and bringing in the younger kids, showing them the ropes backstage, reminding them when their cue is. It's just, there's
Cool.
something really beautiful
Yeah.
about that.
It is kind of a rite of passage, and
Yeah.
I
It
would.
opens tomorrow night.
It's
It
tomorrow night.
opens tonight
Preview tonight
at
and
the
runs.
Unicorn in
Yep.
style.
And
Get
it
your
runs
tickets.
through December
22nd.
22nd.
Yep.
Yep. Sunday, December 22nd. We have matinees on Saturdays at 2 p.m. and on Sundays also at 2 p.m., but we have an early curtain on Sunday as well at 5 p.m. So if you miss
Cool.
the two, you can come back, join us at 5, and then go to the Red Lion Inn for dinner after.
That's right. I want to thank you both for taking the time. I know this is a crazy
you.
time for you, but thank you so much for all that you do for this community and for all of us. And
Happy holidays.
happy
happy
holidays and
holidays to
healthy
everyone.
holidays.
And thank
Much
you,
love.
Bill, for all you do.
Oh, yeah.
Don't,
Thank
please, I
you.
gotta
Thank you.
make a
And
note.
our love to the Polish princess.
A Polish
Yes.
princess is upstairs, probably
Great.
critiquing.
There we go.
You know when pierogi day is, Bill.
That's right. I have some kapusta tonight. Before I go, I have a couple of announcements. You guys can go, but thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Just to let you know, bingos at St. Mary's Parish. Allison, make sure you report this.
Yes.
Bingo at St. Mary's, support St. Mary's School is next Saturday, December the 14th. Doors open at 12:30. Game starts at 2. So please, you know, it's a great cause. I believe in it, and I so admire the people who are involved with it. Also, there's a good friend of mine, and going back to forever time, Joe Wachowski was a referee in the league here and everything. They're having a little get-together for Joe on Saturday, December 22nd. At the Berkshire Hills Country Club from 1 to 4 p.m. Cost $25. $5 goes to the Monday Morning Quarterback Club. Now, one that I really want to push, Taconic Horticulture Program is preparing various things, kissing balls, wreaths for the holidays. So you can email, and I'll give it to you. It's bcallahan@pittsfield.net. So that's lowercase, all lowercase, bcallahan@pittsfield.net. Then you can get a form. You can order. He will help you out with all that. Reading the form, I'll read it. Here's the form you can order from. This is lowercase, https://, forward slash, uppercase, G as in golf, W as in whiskey, 9, uppercase, E, lowercase, P, 54, lowercase, T, lowercase u, uppercase q, lowercase x, uppercase h, uppercase p, s, w, lowercase, uppercase x, 7. It's just easier to go with B. Callahan if you want. That's it. God bless. Take care of each other. Why? When you think about it, each other, that's all that we have. Make somebody smile today. Lift somebody's burden. You'll feel better and they will too. Talk to you next time. Thank you for being so loyal. Keep on, keep on.